Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all you are watching our program called treasures of wisdom مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله in different parts of the world and you are watching our program الحمد لله رب العالمين Since our discussion is the prophetic stories, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, only through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had covered discussions and topics with regards to the prophetic stories, such as divine help through pious deeds, subhanallah, how those three people traveling had used the wasila and medium of their virtuous deeds to overcome the difficulty they were trapped in. Besides that, we discussed the parable, the prophetic story with regards to the unshakable faith and iman, with regards to the three questions asked to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who asked those three questions to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to teach the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We even discussed the parable with regards to the five commandments revealed to Hazrat Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Even the amazing parable with regards to our blessings are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We even discussed the obstacles in the path to repentance. Yani the amazing parable in which we learned about the person who had committed the 99 murders. Allahu Akbar. And how Allah Azza wa Jalla had forgiven him. Yes, dear viewers, all these narrations have been mentioned in various books of ahadith. But in today's program, subhanallah, this one parable that I'm about to share with the viewers of Madini channel have been narrated by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. It's a very beautiful parable, dear viewers of Madini channel. It will once again, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, rejuvenate our iman and spirit, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. It will increase our tawakkul, reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as today's program and episode with regards to our discussion is more towards Allah Azza wa Jalla is sufficient. Jiha, subhanallah. So it's a humble appeal to all the viewers of Madini channel to kindly sit back and watch this program for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning until the end, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As I have mentioned, dear viewers, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala have added this amazing parable in his famous compilation of ahadith, Sahih al-Bukhari. He radiyallahu anhu had stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, a man of Bani Israel asked another person, another Israeli, to lend him 1,000 dinars. So the second man required witnesses. So the former replied, Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient as a witness. So the second person said, I want a surety. The former replied, you want surety? Allah is sufficient as a surety. The second person said, you are right. And then he lent him the money for a certain period of time. It is stated that the debtor went across the sea. When he finished his job, he searched for a conveyance so that he might reach him in time for the payment of the debt. But he could not find any boat or any transportation or conveyance that he could reach this person. So he took a piece of wood and made a hole in it, inserted 1,000 dinars inside the wood and a letter to the creditor, and then closed, yani he sealed the hole tightly. He took the piece of wood to the sea and said, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, you know well that I took a loan of 1,000 dinars from so-and-so person. He demanded a surety from me, but I told him that Allah's guarantee was sufficient, and he accepted your guarantee, Ya Rahman Rahimi. He then asked for a witness, and I told him that Allah Azza wa Jalla was sufficient as a witness, and he accepted you as a witness. No doubt, I tried hard to find a conveyance so that I could pay back his money. But Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you know best. I could not find any transportation. So I hand over this money to you." Allahu Akbar. He says, "I hand over this money to you, Ya Arhamar Rahimin." Saying that, he threw the piece of wood into the sea till it went out far into the ocean, dear viewers. And then it went away. Meanwhile, as he sent the wood, this plank, in the ocean, he at the same time started searching for a conveyance in order to reach the creditor's country. One day, after some time, the lender, the one who had given this amount of money to him, came out of his home to see whether a ship had arrived bringing his wealth and money. All of a sudden, he saw a piece of wood in which his money had been deposited. Allahu Akbar. He took it home to use it for fire. When he split that wood into two parts, he found his money and the letter inside it. And just after a short while, the debtor came bringing 1,000 dinars to him and said, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, I have been trying hard to get a ship so that I could bring your money back to you. I failed to get any transportation before this." So the debtor replied, "You have sent something to me. Have you sent some?" The lender asked him, "Have you sent something to me before this?" The debtor replied, "I have just told you that I could not find a boat to reach here. So besides this transportation and boat, there was no other boats available. Thus it took me such a long while to reach here." The lender then mentioned, "Allah Azza wa Jalla has delivered on your behalf the money you sent in a piece of wood. So you may keep your 1,000 dinars and depart being guided on the righteous path." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as I have mentioned that this amazing parable has been even mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, this proves the immense trust that this person had on Allah Azza wa Jalla. At the same time, even the creditor was some person who had placed all of his trust and reliance only upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. And dear viewers of Madani channel, this is how Allah Azza wa Jalla tests his bandas. This is how, subhanallah, people are trusted. And subhanallah, people are put into various types of stress with regards to the trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides the fact that, yes, we have things to do with people in the world, dear viewers of Madani channel. We have commitments in this world. But this person, subhanallah, who borrowed the money and the one who has, subhanallah, taken the money, both of them had unparalleled trust in reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. This type of trust is on another level, dear viewers of Madani channel. Now, this is exactly what we want to discuss in our program, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and find various ways and to understand how can a person place his trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. How is it possible for us to gain tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla so that our trust can also become firm like the pious predecessors, dear viewers of Madani channel? Allahu Akbar. Firstly, absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is also amongst the attributes which makes the character of a person best, dear viewers. Contentment and absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla have deep relation to each other. Contentment is actually the staircase to absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Contentment persuades a person to place absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and depending on less wealth, he trusts Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jiha, absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is one of the very important duties out of the wajib and obligatory acts of faith and iman. So Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, it is the firm obligatory act to place absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. So What is tawakkul? To further understand this, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, tawakkul does not mean that a person gives up himself and his efforts after considering them useless and rubbish, as some ignorant people may say. But rather, tawakkul, trust, means that a person uses apparent resources, but he does not trust them in the heart, but rather trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla's help, aid, and his support alone. This is trusty of yours, not giving up and saying, well, I'm going to sit and watch what happens. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu had asked, in fact, this hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla after tightening my camel? Or should we leave it untied? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you tie it and then you place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. But in today's day and age, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the race is all out there about who wins, who has more, who attains his goal faster than others. Everyone wants to see the results in his own hands. After doing whatever it takes, a person waits and wants to see the results he's expecting. Yet our job is to perform the action and leave the rest to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not wait for the results itself, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is not tawakkul to give up resources. Don't give up the resources, but rather not trust in the resources, and trusting in only Allah Azza wa Jalla is tawakkul. That is trust and tawakkul, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. So we are living in times, dear viewers of Madani Channel, where, you know, there are people out there who are trying very hard. But remember, despite all the difficulties you may go through in your life, Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes sufficient for you the very moment you put and place your trust entirely in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because the real success is attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not the results in this world. The real success is attaining the Riza Mandi and the Riza and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear viewers, not the results in this world. Whether my efforts bear any visible results in this world or not, I should and I must continue on my course steadfastly. With istiqamat. You can't find a way out. You are stuck in your situation. But remember, if you have tawakkul, if you have reliance and trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, He Azza wa Jalla will create a way, just like He did for Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with an army behind him and a sea in front of him. How Allah Azza wa Jalla created a path and way for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his followers to escape from the tyrannies of the Pharaoh, dear viewers. Likewise, He Azza wa Jalla will create a plan and a way for you, if you and I, we all increase our fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla and place our trust in Him alone. From this one parable, subhanAllah, which was shared by none other than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many beautiful and valuable lessons we learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full understanding of the deen, and may we make amal upon all these amazing Madani pearls that we have heard and learned today, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah. Let's go deeper into our discussion, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and understand tawakkul of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawakkul of the pious predecessors, subhanallah. This will really rejuvenate our spirits, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It will increase our iman and faith in Allah azza wa jalla and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All we need to understand is, how should we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we have such high trust, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Allahu Akbar. This is very important. You know, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if you trust, yani have tawakkul in Allah azza wa jalla as He ought to be trusted, He will bestow sustenance upon you as He bestows upon a bird, because it goes with an empty stomach in the morning and returns with full stomach in the evening. Allahu Akbar. Here we go. Here an example of a bird is given, dear viewers. That a bird places its trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. It leaves its nest, empty bellies and empty stomach, but returns in the evenings with its bellies full, simply because it has trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. These birds, these worms and insects, millions and billions and trillions of diverse different types of creatures and creations of Allah Azza wa Jalla on this planet, dear viewers. That Rabb who is feeding that grain to that ant in the holes, in the jungles, in the bushes, dear viewers. How can He not give you the one who has 32 teeth in His mouth? Allahu Akbar. If you place your trust upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was once walking by and he alayhi salam received a revelation. Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to show him His wonders and His signs. Subhanallah. So He said to Musa alayhi salam to strike a rock with his asa. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stroked that rock with his asa that split into two halves. And then he witnessed another rock inside that rock. He was commanded to strike that rock as well, after which he seen the third rock. And upon striking the third rock, emerged from inside the rock was a worm, dear viewers. He seen a worm crawling in the rock that it had a piece of particle of food in its mouth, in its beak, dear viewers. And in that state, Allah Azza wa Jalla had removed the veil from the blessed ears of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and allowed for him to hear what this worm was saying. It was glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This worm continued to say, glory be to the one who has seen me here. Glory be to the one who hears me. Glory be to the one who feeds me. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this worm glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal, and this worm appreciating and being grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for receiving its sustenance and rosy inside those thick layers of stones, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Can you imagine that Rabb Azza wa Jalla, who does not forget to feed a worm inside those thick layers of stones and rocks, how can He forget you and I, dear viewers? We can never be forgotten. Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken rizq and rosy upon His divine mercy and rahmah. This is His guarantee in the Holy Quran and Pak. So, subhanallah, this beautiful parable that we have heard has been stated by the beloved Rasul, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now in the blessed ahadith, He further persuades us, motivates us. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows four things only upon His beloved bondsman. Number one, silence, and it is the beginning of worship. Number two, absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number three, humbleness. Number four, and being uninterested in the world. These are the four blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows upon His beloved bondman. Do we have this, dear viewers of Madinah Channel? Silence. Jihad, silence. Khamushi. And this is the beginning of worship. Subhanallah. So likewise, in the blessed ahadith, you will find the person who likes to become the strongest among the people, says the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who desires to become the strongest amongst people should place absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who likes to become respectable, yani amongst people in the age, he should become respectable, should become pious. And the one who likes to become the wealthiest amongst all people should trust that Allah Azza wa Jalla has more than what he has. When you start believing in this, dear viewers, when you start living this, you shall see the blessings and the miracles of this belief, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. How things will unfold and change for you and I. Place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's of high caliber and blessings to place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Place it, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. There's nothing to lose. The more you increase your fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla will create a plan for you to escape from your problems. Those problems have surrounded you. Those problems have caused you to go into anxiety. Those problems have caused you to separate from your families. Those illnesses and problems have caused you to stop living the way you want to live in this world. Because you are surrounded with those difficulties, adversities and situations. Allah Azza wa Jalla is sufficient for you and I, dear viewers. He knows our affairs. He knows our problems. Don't place the trust in what you are doing. Your responsibility and your job is to get the action done, to get the work done. And the rest is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why aren't we able to do this, dear viewers of Madinah Channel? Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says, once when I left my house to perform the Hajj, on the road I noticed a crow that was flying with a piece of bread in its beak. I then said to myself that this is something very strange. There must be some secret and wisdom behind this. So Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I decided to follow this crow. He then entered a cave. I noticed that when it entered the cave, there was a person inside the cave whose legs and hands were tied. Allahu Akbar. I'm seeing the crow entering the cave, and this cave has a person who was tied. As I watched, the same crow began to feed this person with the bread it had in its beak. After feeding this person, it flew away. Ya Salam. I then asked this person, who are you? And where have you come from? So this person who was tied, he replied, he said, I was amongst the people who had come for Hajj. However, the thieves and robbers had stolen all my belongings and then tied me and left me in this cave. So I remained hungry for nearly 5 days. I'm in this isolated place in this cave and no one knows about my whereabouts. I'm here for the last almost 5 days. And then I finally made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla is the divine creator who comes to help and assistance of those who call out to him, and in times of great problems. So he shows immense mercy to them. I call out to Allah Azza wa Jalla. I also asked Allah Azza wa Jalla to help me in the state. In his infinite mercy, Allah Almighty sent this crow to me, which has fed me and also brought water to me. Ya Salam, Allahu Akbar. This person says to Malik bin Dinar that because I placed my trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, 5 days later, when he began to cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for help, this crow began entering this cave with food in its beak. Kya baat hai? This person says, I then opened the rope and freed this person. As we walked along, we began to feel extremely thirsty. And there seemed to be no water around. So suddenly a great distance, I noticed that there was a well which could be seen. So we also noticed that there were many gazelles that were drinking from this well. We thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla for this great mercy that He Azza wa Jalla has shown us that there's water available. But when we approached this well, all the gazelles ran away and the water had receded into the depths of the well. When the water receded into the depths of the well, I then pulled out some of the water using a bucket and rope. And I then said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, these gazelles do not make ruku or sujood. They don't make sajda, they don't make ruku to you. But you have allowed for the water to raise to the brim of the well. And you have allowed for them to drink. But when we have come forth to benefit from the very same water, it descends to the bottom of the well, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Suddenly, he says, I heard a voice declared, O Malik bin Dinar, without doubt, these gazelles have relied upon us. Hence, we fed them water ourselves, but you people have relied on a bucket and rope. So that is the result of your trust. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Subhanallah, this was a spiritual voice which was heard. And Subhanallah, a lesson that derived from this beautiful waqia. All these animals that lived in the wilds, how they place their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. They go to the very same well. They cannot extract the water from the depths of the well by using the rope and bucket, which is available. But because they place their trust in Allah, Allah allows for the water to rise to the brim of the well. For those animals who are mute, who cannot speak, yes, they speak to Allah Azza wa Jal. They supplicate to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills their wishes as well. Subhanallah. What a beautiful parable once again, dear viewers of Madani channel. We learn the blessings of placing your trust in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Kya baat hai Madine ki? When you trust Allah Azza wa Jalla in any decision, then you don't give it a second thought, dear viewers. He is there for you in all your problems. He Azza wa Jalla knows your problems better than you know your own problems. He Azza wa Jalla will resolve your problems better than you can resolve your own issues and matters. Perhaps all we need to do is close your eyes and place your tawakkul and your trust in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Look at the tawakkul of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam being thrown into the fire by Namrud. He is the Khalil and the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Such strong trust and reliance he placed in Allah Azza wa Jalla, saying to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who came to his aid at the moment just before he could be thrown into the fire of Namrud. He says, well, my Rabb knows my state, O Jibreel. He knows my condition. If he wishes and wants to help, he shall help. He Azza wa Jalla allowed for that fire which was created and made for months, the flames of which were speaking with the clouds, dear viewers. But Allahu Akbar, when Allah's Khalil, Ibrahim alayhi salam, entered into the fire, it became cool like a garden of blessings for him. Subhanallah. With peace, that he was not too cold into the fire. He was not uncomfortable in the fire. The results of this was because of placing trust and tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let us take a lesson from this beautiful parable, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let us make firm intention, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, that as of today, whatever we do in our lives as well, we will place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will also, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, understand this matter, that whatever happens, happens only through the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are so certain about the results, and we are so certain about what results we want to see, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Do not do this. This is where we go wrong. Perhaps those people who built the world's largest ship, known as the Titanic, these examples are not just there in the books for us to read or for us to hear about, but here in recent times, such an example, a huge, gigantic ship that costed billions of dollars to get erected, and world best engineers put that piece of ship together, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What was the statement of those people who had erected and had built the ship? That this is the beast of the ocean. No storm in the world could ever make this ship sink. No floods of the world could cause any harm to the ship. They had placed their trust in what they had done to such an extent that they started making such claims, dear viewers, that no storm in the world could cause any harm to the ship. But the world had witnessed, dunya gawah hai, tarikh gawah hai, that it could not last for more than 4 or 5 days on the water. And 5 days later, the very same ship was speaking with the ground of the water, sitting at the base and right at the bottom of the ocean, dear viewers. This is the results of trusting your own actions and not placing your trust and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to say, Insha Allah Azza wa Jal. Insha Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, that action of yours, that plan of yours, that niyat of yours will come true. And if He Azza wa Jalla does not will, does not want to, then it will never happen. So let's, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, together understand this matter, and let's teach our children how not to have weak trust and how to increase this trust and tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Rabb Azza wa Jalla who has fed you today will feed you tomorrow and will feed you day after tomorrow as well. There is no need to hoard the money. There is no need to become greedy for the wealth of this world. But just know that He Azza wa Jalla has created diamond, sona, chandi, wealth, money. All of this that we are dying for, this is His creation. This is also the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This world, in the pursuit of the world that we are chasing daily, dear viewers, we are chasing the wealth. This is a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it has no value, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So do not throw away the blessings of the everlasting world, dear viewers, in exchange for this temporary world. Do not throw away the blessings of that world, the comfort of which would last forever, dear viewers, for as long as Allah wills. Subhanallah, for as long as Allah wills. So why do you want to chase the happiness of this 50, 60 temporary world? 50, 60, 70 years later, this happiness that you are enjoying today will come to an end. And now you will have to pay an account for those years that you have enjoyed in this world. Focus on the everlasting blessings. Those blessings which are for eternity, dear viewers. Hum fiha khalidun. He Azza wa Jalla will admit you into Jannah through His infinite mercy, through the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and those blessings will not come to an end. He Azza wa Jalla will extend those blessings for you. But unfortunately, for this temporary world, we go through different measures. We fight with our family members.
We cause murders, we cause bloodshed, argumentations, quarrels, fights, such arguments which last for generations and generations to come, such malice and grudge which are taken years later only for the wealth of this world. Allahu Akbar. At the end result, dear viewers, there's nothing that we have attained. There's nothing we have attained. Allahu Akbar. Look at the pious predecessors. How much of trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla they had, and they would teach their children to have as well. You and I also search for good family members to marry our daughters, our cousins, our family members. Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, his daughter reached the age of marriage. The king actually sent a marriage proposal for her to be wedded in the royal family. But he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali asked the king to wait for 3 days. And in the 3 days, he started searching for a pious man. Now guess what, dear viewers? You and I search for son-in-laws, for our daughters. We would phone businessmen, we would phone business people associated with the dunya. This person, Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullah alayhi, to find a son-in-law does not go to the business marketplaces, but rather he goes to the masjid. He goes to the house of Allah. And what he's searching for? A son-in-law. He came across a young man who was offering salah nicely. And he was supplicating, you know, with extreme humility. So Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullah asked him, "Are you married, oh young man?" He replied in the negative. He said, "No." The Sheikh asked him again, "Do you want to get married?" The girl recites the Holy Quran. She punctually offers her salah and keeps siyam, fast. She is beautiful and possesses a great character. Now this is how he introduced the girl to the boy. Allahu Akbar. So he said, "Who will marry his daughter to me?" So the Sheikh, he replied, he said, I will get you married to my daughter. So here, take these dirhams, buy roti from one dirham, buy some gravy and food with the other, and some perfume with the third dirham. And subhanAllah, in this way, Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala married his pious daughter with that man that he found in the house of Allah azza wa jalla, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Dear viewers, when the bride came to the house of the groom, now listen to this, subhanAllah, it's just amazing to learn how the pious predecessors were, dear viewers. She saw a piece of bread and water vessel. So the bride, Sheikh Kirmani's daughter, asked her groom, meaning the husband, "What is this bread for?" So the groom replied, he says, "This is the stale bread from yesterday which I have kept for iftar. This is the stale bread from yesterday which I have kept for my iftar." Upon hearing this, she began to leave. And when she was about to exit the room after seeing this, the groom said, "I knew that the prince of Sheikh Shah Kirmani can never stay at the house of a poor person like me. I knew this, that you are the princess. How could you ever want to marry a poor man like me?" So the bride said, "I am not going back due to your poverty. Listen to me. It's not due to your poverty that I want to leave. Instead, I am returning because your belief in Allah seems very weak to me. That's why you saved a piece of bread for the next day." Allahu Akbar. "I am amazed at my father as to how come he considered you to be a pious man with the purest of characteristics. Allahu Akbar. Upon listening to this, the groom became extremely embarrassed and said, "I apologize on this weakness of mine." And the bride said, "Your excuse with you. However, I cannot stay in a house where food is stored for the next meal." What she says, "I cannot stay in the house in which food is stored for the next meal. Now, either I or this bread will stay here." And then the husband got up from his place and he donated that bread in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla as sadaqah and charity, subhanAllah. And he thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla for giving him such a pious bride, dear viewers. Now, on one hand, this is the tawakkul of a female servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the other hand, we perform our salah, we recite Quran, we fast in the month of Ramadan, we give charity. But if for one day we are tested for not having some blessing, how we begin complaining to Allah Azza wa Jal? "Why me? From how long I'm making dua to Allah, I did not attain this. I'm not missing my tahajjud salah. I'm crying daily on the musalla, making dua, making dhikrullah. But why am I deprived of this blessing?" We question the rahmat of Allah. We question the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Some people go to such an extent, complaining, moaning, and groaning about these matters, and are found making na shukri to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what happens because we are complaining over the limit, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. So this is the nasiha and the advice from Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala's daughter. Imagine, subhanallah, she says, I don't know how my father had considered you to be pious where you are saving yesterday's stale bread for today's iftar. And my father is considering you to be pious. Imagine, dear viewers of Madini channel, people would not allow for this to be part of piety, that you have saved the food of one day for the next because you are not certain in the rahmat of Allah that the one who provided you yesterday will provide you today as well. Allahu Akbar. So this is our test. We are discussing the prophetic stories, subhanallah. We have a beautiful kalam, dear viewers of Madini channel. Mere lafzo mein Shamsud Duha by one of our great Nathans of Da'wat Islami, Zubair At-Tari Sallamahu Al-Bari. MashaAllah. Let's listen to this kalam, inshaAllah. And when we do return, dear viewers of Madani channel, we want to elaborate a little more with our discussion with regards to Allah is being, Allah is sufficient for us. And He Azza wa Jalla knows our affairs. He knows our problems. So let's place all our trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla and see the true results and fruits of this tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa, 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 Ya مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کے قدموں کی آہٹ بتا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی پر لوٹا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تکرا ہوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں, یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے, یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے, یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. میری بخشش کا ساما یہی ہے, میرے دل کا بھی ارما یہی ہے, میری بخشش کا ساما یہی ہے, میرے دل کا بھی ارما یہی ہے. ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر, ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر, ان کی نعتیں انہیں کو سنا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب, پہ کرے اسوہ مصطفیٰ میں, ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب, پہ کرے اسوہ مصطفیٰ میں, مسکراؤں اگر سنگ برسے, مسکراؤں اگر سنگ برسے, ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری ہدی ان کے قدموں کے نیچے, کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری ہدی ان کے قدموں کے نیچے, کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر, کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر, اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں.
سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. اینڈ وی ہوپ دیٹ یو ہیو انجوائڈ دس کلام ڈیئر ویورز. میرے لفظوں میں شمس الدحا بائی زبیر الطاری سلمہ الباری, ماشاء اللہ, الحمد للہ رب العالمین. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صلاۃ وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So yes, dear viewers, we are speaking about placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these amazing parables and waqi'ahs and stories that we were listening to are there to further make our iman and this yaqeen more concrete and firm that Allah azza wa jal is there for us. All we have to do is increase this trust. And if you increase this trust, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove you from your difficulties and problems. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Hamza Khurasani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, subhanallah, listen to his story. He says, once I had completed the Hajj and I was returning home. And on my way home, I fell into a deep well by mistake. So I fell in this well. He says, my nafs then asked me to call for help. But I replied that I will never, ever call for help. As this was happening, that the nafs is saying, call for help. And I was like, no, I'm never going to ask for help. Two people then appeared at the top of this well. And they said that the entrance of this well will be sealed so that no one should fall into this well by mistake. Ya salam. He says that they were discussing that and they covered the top of the well with sticks and grass and left me all alone in the well. Now, they weren't aware that this person was stuck in the well. He says, I wanted to scream, but again, I thought that I would never, ever do this and simply rely on Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Why should I complain about my problem when Allah knows about my problem? Ya Salam. He's saying, while I was in the state, suddenly I saw a leg appeared at the top of the well. And this person said, hold onto the leg. When I held onto this leg, as it appeared outside the well, I noticed that it was a wild animal, which I had held onto. And this wild animal pulled me out of the well. And as I noticed it was a wild animal that saved my life, suddenly I heard a voice say to me, oh, Abu Hamza, it is not strange that you were saved by an animal who is also your enemy. This is the reward of reliance solely on the divine mercy of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. This is the reward of placing your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, that even the wild animals will come to your aid and rescue and remove you of your difficulties. Allahu Akbar. Trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. We learn this from the Sahaba and the companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of them had absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu had said, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said to me, you know, let you and I make this vow that whoever out of us passes away first will come in the dream and will reveal his condition to the other. So I asked if it was possible. And he replied in the positive and said that the soul of a believer is free. It can go wherever it wants to go on earth. Afterwards, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu passed away. And one day, this person says, I was taking a nap after lunch. Suddenly, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu appeared before me and said in a loud voice, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I said in the reply, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And asked him, what happened to you after death, after you passed away, O Salman Farsi? Huwaka ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How did Allah Azza wa Jalla treat you? And what rank do you have? He replied, I am in a very, very good state. And I advise you to always place absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, because absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best thing. Absolute trust in Allah is the best thing. Absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best thing. He says, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu repeated this sentence 3 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It has become obvious, dear viewers, that placing absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is useful for the world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. So all we have to do is place our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. The biggest blessing out of countless blessings of absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is that due to it, iman and your faith is protected, because whenever shaitan attacks the faith of some person, it weakens the belief and the trust of the person in Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if you want to protect your iman and your faith, you should completely place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. And you will see the difference, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. He, dear viewers of Madani Channel, who knows every subtlety, who knows everything beyond our imagination, Allah Azza wa Jalla can make these things possible only when you place your trust and your reliance upon Allah Almighty. We hope, dear viewers, that in our program called Treasures of Wisdom, today we have learned about tawakkul and trust and how to place our trust. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, as of today, never to complain that our du'as are not being answered and Allah Azza wa Jalla is not fulfilling our lawful wishes. Be patient, have sabr, and leave the rest to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do not wait for the outcome to be as you have planned. Your responsibility and job is to try, and the rest is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give you the results of your efforts and your hard work. You don't give yourself the results. Leave the results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you shall see the difference, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. We have come right to the end of today's program. Keep reciting salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.